Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Somehow today I was reminded of an idea that I had in the past to join the Forbes Coaches Council. So Forbes magazine organizes councils that are invitation only in various industries. And there's a council for coaches, for executive coaches in particular. And I had applied, you know, way back when, probably, 6 or 9 months ago, and I was accepted, but I never pulled the trigger, never joined because, well, I don't really remember why, to be honest. But the idea occurred to me again, and I pulled up the page and I was looking at it, and I had to force myself to stop thinking about it. And the reason for that is because joining the Forbes Coaches Council is not essential to my strategy. It is the very definition of something that is non-essential. And when there's work to do on the very core of your strategy, when there's work to do to implement your strategy, then you really have to discipline yourself to stay away from anything that is non-essential to executing and operationalizing your strategy. And look, this happens to all of us. Right? This happens to all of us, that even when you do have a strategy, it's very easy to get distracted by an idea, a shiny object. And this is one of them. Another one that's been kicking around my head is, there's a bunch. Podcast interviews, going on other people's podcasts and doing interviews. That's a great idea. I've done it before. I've gotten leads out of it. I could do it well. It would work. It's a viable path. Another one is creating more lead magnets to share on Facebook, to generate leads from my email list. That's a great idea. I've got a ton of ideas. And I'm sure I've got some that would convert really well, but none of those things for now are essential to my strategy, okay? And I've got to discipline myself to stay away from them, despite the fact that they're good ideas, despite the fact that they could work, and they could work really well, potentially. I've got to have the discipline to stick to my strategy and focus on making the core pieces of that strategy work and work well. And then maybe these other ideas will become important or will become strategic. But until that point, I got to stay away as far as possible. And there's really a couple things I want you to take away from this. First of all, you have to have a strategy. Because if you don't have a strategy, then you're just a kite flying in the wind, right? Wherever the wind takes you, you're going to go. So you're going to join this council, you're going to try that tick tactic, you're going to try this channel, you're going to try that, you know, medium or that avenue of engagement. You're going to go wherever, you know, the latest shiny object takes you because you don't have a strategy. But when you have a strategy, your strategy becomes the filter through which you weed out what's a good idea and what's a bad idea, or what's an idea you should be focusing on now and what's an idea that you should defer to later. And your strategy as a consultant, as a professional service provider, fundamentally needs to come down to how you are positioned and how you are strengthening that position in the marketplace. Okay, you should not do anything that does not either clarify your positioning or strengthen the positioning of your expertise in the marketplace. That becomes your filter, and how you do that in the immediate term is defined by your strategy. And your strategy is how you determine which tactics that you're going to focus on now and which tactics you're going to shell for the future, even though they may be good ideas. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.